perfect segue
to the start of the episode. What is cracking, y'all? Welcome to episode 53 of the Sneaks and Stats podcast. I, over here, am the Statty Daddy, which means over there
is the Sneaker Peter.
There he is.
Hello, everybody.
What is up, y'all? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to the library corner. But also, celebrate good time. Come on, party
raise your
corner.
Over there. Raise your, get those hands up.
I am raising all of the roofs.
I don't see those hands high enough. Make sure to follow us on Threads, TikTok, X, and of course Instagram, Shart, and like and subscribe on YouTube.
Yes.
Drop a comment. Let us know what shoes we should cover next week. But we're back with a more traditional episode this week, so stay tuned for some new shoes. Some Copper Drop is back, and of course some heat on them feet.
Heaters on the Olympic feeders.
On the Olympic feeders, yes.
Yes, a very special edition of that. And kind of a, got a little classic shoe, kind of, and on the new releases.
We have a old faithful.
Yes.
Yes.
That is correct.
What's been going on? What you got on the fresh feed topics?
You're always trying to cheat, bro.
Trump shot in an ear. Wow, you're really on top of it.
Let's not go there.
No.
I am going to start with kind of a weird thing that happened. Kawhi Leonard.
Yes.
Withdrew from the USA team.
Yeah.
They are saying that they're kind of in cahoots with the Clippers in this, on this decision to for him, so he can prepare for the Clippers season as opposed to playing on the Olympic team. But I did think it was weird a little bit that he was playing the Olympics, considering he was injured in the playoffs and didn't play.
Yeah.
As if I was a Clipper fan, I'd be a little weirded out by that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I thought it was weird he was playing in the Olympics at all.
I mean, I don't.
You know, it's tough because the way the Olympics works, and we kind of talked about this prior to recording, that you know they want athletes that are a part of the program and maybe have done it when they were younger or were a part of the select team when they weren't maybe as good at too skilled. They weren't skilled enough to join the main team for the Olympics or maybe, you know, you come and you do the FIBA tournament, stuff like that.
They want you to kind of like be a part of the USA family like a year before. So have played in one of the tournaments, right?
And I don't know off the top of my head if Kawhi's ever done, I feel like maybe he was on a select team like way back in the day.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's ever been on any of the FIBA championship teams.
No, not that I remember either.
At least for the men's team. You know, we were talking about, and we'll transition into this, but we were talking about Jaylen Brown, how he played on the under-18 championship team.
Yeah.
So he had some like ties there, but and maybe Kawhi has as well, but I don't think as like a adult, an over 18, like fully fledged member. I don't think he's been a part of any like FIBA or any Team USA that's competed in international play.
I don't remember him being on any of the teams. You know, I could think of us. I could think of a lot of the players. I remember basically all the USA basketball teams that of the last 10, 20 years or so. And I don't remember him being on.
Oh, okay.
I remember all of them. I'm not just kidding. But I still remember Kawhi being on there. I also don't know if he is fully healthy. Do you know anything about his leg?
I mean,
if he was able to think he can play, I guess he's healthy, right?
Well, he must think he's, but that's just the thing, right? Maybe I've heard rumors that after he played against the select team, his knee was inflamed, and that's when someone decided, you know, whether it be Clippers management, Team USA executives, or himself, like
his own team.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't do this. He was real quick on the 2012 select team.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I picture a young Kawhi in like one of the gray practice uniforms.
When he still had the cornrows.
Yeah.
That like Spurs.
Yes,
Kawhi.
Yeah. And he would have been just after his rookie season, so
yeah,
he would have been real fresh.
Kawhi on the select team, though, that sounds pretty crazy. That's nasty. If you think about
it. That's nasty work right there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so really weird situation with his knee, which then led to, it helped create an even stranger situation, which I'm sure you have on your list.
Yeah.
With, as we mentioned, Jaylen Brown and Derek White.
Yeah. Teammates.
And to some extent, Jason Tatum as well. He caught a stray, I would say. Yeah. But so, you know, we talked about it, and stuff I've read online is that, you know, okay, so Nike sponsors Team USA.
Connected to this issue that we've spoken about episodes
prior. Yeah, in the previous episodes, we spoke about Jaylen Brown, Finals MVP, and his, you know, dislike of Nike or distrust.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've been seeing old comments circulate about when Kyrie said his anti-Semitic comments that Nike's was talking about ethics and stuff, and he commented like Jaylen Brown commented on some posts like, since when has Nike had ethics, and like he's got real beef with them, and obviously, you know, he's proven himself to be even though he's Finals MVP, I would still find it hard to say the best player on the Celtics.
Yeah,
but easily, obviously, second best, and like a guy who is worth consideration for the Olympics.
Would you have chosen him over Derek White? I think I would have.
Yeah, probably. I do think Team USA likes to have guys like Derek White, guys like Drew Holiday. Mm-hmm. I think Drew Holiday is way more skilled than Derek White.
Yes.
But they like having those guys that can fit roles, you know, that are, and especially defensive players. Mm-hmm. They really value having some like hard-nosed defenders. Because even on face value, okay, if you said, well, Jaylen Brown is a more skilled player overall, I think there's other skilled players that are left off the team as well that would be better than Jaylen Brown, even like, say, Donovan Mitchell. I think you could argue Brunson, you know? So
I think Jaylen is he's a bigger body. He's a little better. He's obviously a better scorer. I just feel like I would have went with the talent. You know,
yeah,
but I understand that Derek White he fits the team in terms of, can he be a point guard at some points? Yeah, can he guard the point guard of the guard?
He can guard the best opposing wing / guard.
Yeah,
and I think that's just kind of me playing devil's advocate. You know,
yeah.
But essentially, now the rumor is Nike executives told Team USA we don't want Jaylen Brown on the team. Mm-hmm. Because of his distrust and dislike of Nike.
Yeah.
And, you know, you do have other brands represented on the Olympic team. Anthony Edwards, of course, with Adidas. Steph Curry with Under Armour.
Embiid.
Embiid with Skechers. So.
But you already know what they're going to do. They're just going to, in the pictures, they're going to put them in the back, you know.
Yeah.
That's usually what they've done in the past.
It would be clear, like, if any of those names we just mentioned were left off the team.
Yeah.
Then it's like, and they wanted to play, like Jaylen Brown is making it seem he does. Then it would be kind of like, okay, this is weird. Kawhi was obviously a New Balance guy, so there was some variety. And at the end of the day, Nike still has the most athletes in the NBA.
Yeah, I would say it's about half. Yeah. Especially on this team.
So it just makes sense that most players are going to be a Nike-affiliated player.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Definitely a weird situation.
I think so, too.
It's like, I do think you can lean into the conspiracy theory side of it and make at least an argument that that's what's going on, that Jaylen Brown was left off of the team because of his relationship with Nike.
Do you feel like it was necessary for Jaylen Brown and a player of his caliber to even tweet anything like that, though, and speak his mind on this situation like that? Or do you think it makes him look a little kind of like, well, I mean, if they would have chose you, just kind of.
No, I think for him, it's probably important for him since he seems to be on such a hard anti-Nike crusade right now. So I think it was important for him. I don't think, you know, let's say like, I don't even know. Maybe let's say like Paul George, who is still with Nike, but maybe he'll leave. They've ended his signature shoe line, all this stuff. But if he was left off the team and he tweeted something, then I think it would be more like, dude, there are players that are better than you now.
Yeah.
Like, that it would be more of that. True. And Jaylen Brown might be one of those guys that you'd say, well, he's better than Paul George, you know? So,
true.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it was bad that he tweeted something. Yeah. Personally,
we also live at that age now too. Like, I don't think. Well, actually, no. When Isaiah Thomas was left off the team, he kind of voiced his opinion to the reporters. It was in the newspaper, right?
Yeah.
So now it's just in social media, I guess, right?
It's just you can go straight to the public. You don't have to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I think if you really want to be on the Olympic team, you're going to be upset if you get left off.
Right.
But also, as we mentioned, you know, the only thing that I was like, oh, this is a little weird, is that Jaylen Brown commented on a picture of Anthony Edwards, number one option. And Tatum, who was on the team, was never going to be the number one option.
Yeah.
But it's a little weird.
You kind of want to be talking about your teammate, right? Like,
yeah.
That's the number one option right there.
I just think I wouldn't say anything unless someone asked me. I wouldn't go out and say someone who's not my teammate and, like, MVP caliber player, like all this and that, and say, essentially, he's not the number one option.
Yeah.
Just a weird, yeah. Weird few days.
It really has. Kind of like a random little, like, beef going on within the team. But, I mean, it's not really a big issue. The team's actually doing well. They beat Canada by 12 recently. And by this time, actually, the day you guys get this episode, they will be playing in another exhibition game, I believe.
Yeah.
Which is the 15th. So, I mean, in terms of the team, I think they're together. There's no problem with them. Embiid, I feel like, is kind of a little bit not used to USA or Olympic play because he fouled out in 12 minutes. How does that make you feel?
makes me thankful that Anthony Davis is there.
And the team looked good when he's on the floor.
Anthony Davis, the last year, has really prove me personally wrong.
Thank you, bro. I feel like I've been the only one kind of standing up for him these last, you know, so he played 70 games. He held it down for the Lakers.
His defensive impact the last season and in the few clips you might have seen from the Team USA Select scrimmage and from the USA Canada game.
Yeah.
His defense, it's like on another
amazing
level. We'll talk about that more a little bit later, but
yeah
I think I don't know, Embiid, he's gonna foul out a couple people on the opposing team, so I think if he fouls out, honestly, it won't be a big deal just because of what he brings to the table. But the way they call the game in the international stage is
so different.
Way different than the NBA,
right?
Like, I feel like less whistles, way more support from a referee standpoint for the defense.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you know, you can do there's no goaltending. So that,
as long as it's in the air, you can tap it out is what you're saying.
Yeah. If it's on the rim, you can tap it out.
Yeah.
Which
I feel like they should add to the NBA.
Make it way more interesting.
Definitely.
I think. But maybe, I don't know. Maybe too many
rules.
Taken from
that's true.
But yeah, just a way different game. You know, shorter quarters.
Yeah.
Not as many fouls.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to have to adjust, and that's what all the exhibition games are for, is to get these guys. Because even, you know,
he's the only one that hasn't played in any type
international,
of this, any national tournament. So
type of this, yeah.
Yeah.
So going to be weird.
I guess he'll figure it out. You know.
He'll be fine. I honestly don't know if he deserves a starting spot over Anthony Davis.
I had him starting, but I guess Anthony Davis is off the bench, right?
Yes, and Anthony Davis is off the bench right now.
But Anthony Davis has the experience, you know, kind of mentored by Kobe too in the 2012 team.
Yeah.
So
he knows what he's doing.
You were surprised when I was actually surprised too to find out that Joker is playing.
Yeah. I mean, just only because when they asked him about it at the end of the season, he was very hesitant to give them a straight answer, and like, I don't even want to think about that right now.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, he seems like a guy that takes a lot of pride in his country and stuff, so.
Which is awesome.
Very exciting that he's playing.
Cause I was surprised because, you know, he doesn't really care. He just wants to be home.
Yeah.
He wants to, you know, be with his horses and stuff like that. So I was kind of surprised, but he obviously cares more than we realize, you know.
I think too, you know, I mean, obviously, we're no athletes, but Maybe you are.
Not really.
Oh, okay. But I think, too, when you're at the peak of your powers, it's kind of like you almost have an obligation to do everything you can with those powers, you know, and that includes supporting your country. I wouldn't be surprised if that's something he realized, like, I'm the best player in the league.
Yeah.
I'm at the, this is as good as I'm ever going to be, so it would be a shame to not try and help my country win a medal at the Olympics.
You know? Yeah, I was just going to say, if he decided not to play, do you think his country would give him, you know, flack for...
I don't think so.
No, nah, I mean, because he's kind of representing them.
Yeah, I think he's doing a good job already.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Maybe he's got some horses at the Olympics, and that's why he's playing.
Keeping it on bat with basketball, I have the top three teams for the WNBA right now before they get into their All-Star weekend. The Liberty, who are completely on fire right now.
Yep.
What's her name? Sabrina.
Stewie.
And Stewie.
Jonquil Jones.
Nasty.
Nasty trio.
Nasty.
Although Stewie, I don't know if it's going to be a long-term thing, but she sat out a game today against the Sky, I think.
Okay.
So I don't
is
know.
Is it an injury or is it more just
I don't
like
know if that's a prevention thing. Yeah. It's just said today. There was no indication on further complications. So hopefully it's just a rest kind of deal.
Yep. And then the number two seed, the Connecticut Sun.
Yep.
Who are also good. Almost like a more of a collective.
Yes. Team yeah.
That, you know, they got stars, but not like the Liberty do.
It's or not like the Liberty or the Aces. Yeah.
Yes. And then the third team is the Minnesota Lynx.
Oh, okay. The Aces got off to a slow start. I think they're still
were missing somebody.
Favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jackie Young, I think, was out for a little bit.
Yeah. But then they went on a like a
9-1
run
like
which
crazy.
Is nasty.
She came back. Yeah.
Yeah. So, those are the top three teams to look for. You know, in the WNBA season, I was looking at it. The Sparks are like second to last or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, Cameron Brink, yeah, they weren't going to be very good this year, even if she was healthy, but...
Come on, girl from UConn.
Yes.
Paige Beckers.
Yeah, seriously.
Come on, babe.
That would be sick. That would be crazy. But also, Angel Reese, she set the... We talked about it briefly a few episodes ago that she set the rookie record for doubles in a row.
Yeah.
And then she broke the WNBA record and was continuing to set it up until today.
Oh, so she didn't break it.
She didn't get it. No, she broke it.
Oh, but she broke it, but she didn't continue it. Sorry.
No, so her streak ended today. The Liberty
14, 15 games, something like that.
I think 15 or 16.
She.
I sent you that clip where at the Liberty are up by like 20. And she's right below the basket, and they quadruple team her.
Yeah.
So she can't get it because she only had 8 points.
Reminds me of Lance Stevenson trying to get that last rebound, so he misses it on purpose. You remember that?
God, so bad.
What a guy, dude.
But yeah, it was cool that she broke the record. And yeah, 15 is where it ended.
Okay.
So.
Cool record for her, though. I mean, she works hard.
Yeah, man, I could definitely see
awesome
her being
rookie
of the year.
This
double-double streak is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can't, even if you don't like her for what's going on with the whole Caitlin Clark thing, you can't hate on her game. She's killing it.
Oh, no.
So.
Baller. Super baller.
And before we move on, by this time, we will have a new Wimbledon champion. The final is for the men's will be Joker versus Mr. Carlos Alcaraz. What a match.
A rematch.
Dude, that is going to be insane.
It's going to be crazy. It's going to be so good.
And it's going to be
lots of good sports right now.
Yeah.
We've got the Copa America going on.
Copa America Championship is coming up too.
Yeah,
as
Argentina and Colombia. Mm-hmm. And then in the Euro Cup, England and Spain, I think. I think it's Spain.
Is it? Yeah, I think it is Spain.
So they'll have a lot of new champions by the time this comes out. So... pretty cool.
Lots of
good time for sports.
You're right.
You want to get into some new releases?
Before we get into some new releases, what are you wearing today? On your feet.
Socks.
Underwear.
On my feet. I'm wearing the Lunar New Year of the Dragon Jordan 1 Low.
Super fire.
Super crazy.
They look good on feet.
They look so good on feet. How do you like my satin swoosh?
And the sole with the...
Yes.
Almost like an ice
see-through. Yeah, it's like an ice translucent sole.
Fire.
Overall, super dope shoe. I love the laces, too. They kind of got, like, a shine to them, almost.
Yeah.
No, super sick. I really like this pair.
You can probably still count the number of wears, right?
This is, I think, the third time.
Number three.
since I got them in February.
Just for you guys.
Yeah, that's right. I only break them out for the show.
That's right.
Drop a comment. Say...
For the statty fannies.
The statty fannies.
Fans.
That's what I call my butt. Leave a comment for the statty fannies down below.
Statty fannies, that's right.
What are you wearing over there?
Oh, I'm wearing a you know, an old classic.
An old...
Fire Red 4.
The fieriest and the reddest.
The fieriest of fours.
There are no fours fierier than this.
Than this one, that's yes. Right. Yeah, this is, you know, as you know already, one of my top favorite pairs. Wanted to bust them out. Also, not... too many wears. It's probably my third or fourth wear also.
I haven't seen them too much.
They've been on ice for a couple years. Kind of time to bust them out. A
couple years? Wow.
Yeah, these are the 2021 release. This is like COVID was like kind of ending.
Yeah.
And they dropped them.
And you were like, I need a pair to celebrate no more
Thank
COVID.
Thank you, stimulus check. But believe it or not, during the 2020, 2021, they dropped a lot of heat, man. So
nothing else to do,
might as well buy some shoes.
Yeah,
exactly. Which brings us to
shoes you can buy.
Nuevo releases.
Yes, the releases. I believe that translates roughly to new releases.
In Tagalog, for you guys out there, bago.
Yeah,
bago. You know that.
In British, it's new releases.
New releases.
That was kind of Australian.
It's more Australian.
Some one of those.
That British at all.
Anyways, let's...
You know, we got kind of a mixed bag here, right?
We certainly do.
Yeah.
First up, a pair that just left retail.
Yeah.
The Andrew Reynolds New Balance Numeric Faux 80. Here is a picture.
Faux 80, that is correct. A little backstory. The 480 was a basketball shoe, but
I didn't know that. Numeric is
the conversion into the skate.
It's their skate line. Yep. New Balance's skate line.
So they converted the shoe into a skate shoe. Mr. Andrew Reynolds, who is the skater that wears this specific model and has little cool details that we like. His name is on the front there, on the tongue, in gold, in cursive. Love it. The brown is one of my favorite colors on this or favorite details on this shoe because of the different shades of it. They could have got a little crazy with the sole and made it all black, but I like the hint of the gray on the bottom there. So the upper is a blend of suede, leather, and synthetic materials. Fuel cell foam is the technology in the sole. Mr. Andrew Reynolds was Thrasher Magazine Skater of the Year in 1998. Famously known for that. Also owns the clothing company Altamont. And
Nissan Altamont. Yep.
And famous Baker Skateboards also owns
that. Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah.
So pretty known in the skater world, I'm sure all you guys know. And cool little fun fact, nephew of Burt Reynolds. Rest in peace.
Wow. That's a good one. That is a crazy stat.
And another thing that you will all like out there that we like, $100 retail.
Yes, they were $100. I suppose maybe these aren't as new as we thought they were. They came out last September, which is almost a year ago, which seems crazy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if we talked about these back then. No, we talked about a different...
We talked about a different... Issue. Yeah,
Thiago Lemos, I think.
Yes. And pretty cool to talk about because this shoe is on the rise as well as New Balance.
Yes.
They are absolutely killing the game right now.
As we've talked about many times, one of the pairs that will be the official Team USA skateboarding shoe.
Yeah.
Along with, I think, the Dunk.
Yes. Which we thought. Oh, I thought it was that.
No.
Oh.
You're good.
you're good. But I personally like it. It looks like the lace is a fat lace.
Mm-hmm.
But and cream and not like a solid white, and the model looks like a very good everyday shoe.
Yeah.
Right?
And like, the price help definitely equates that, man. Yeah. $100.
For, you know, posers like me out there who wear Nike SBs and don't skate, you know, this looks
this
a little
can help
more
you
cash.
Be in more incognito. Like, yeah, oh, exactly. Are you a skater? Mm-hmm. No, I'm wearing New Balances. I am a skater. I'm not a skater.
And, you know, the Steady Daddy doesn't really like brown on basketball shoes too much, really. But on the skate shoe, fire.
Yeah, they're great. yeah, they're,
but
they're
how, do, but how do you feel about it?
I wish the part of the sole, either the midsole or the sole, was...
Yeah.
The sole was like a different color.
Okay.
Maybe this cream for the midsole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
To give it a little more contrast.
Yeah,
it's
just
a little
dark,
right?
It's a little bit of a dark shoe. Yeah. Looks like a nice cup of hot cocoa.
Yeah.
Yes.
With the
cream.
With the laces
yes.
being like the marshmallows
yes,
or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, this wasn't my favorite pair of this model. I do think this model is great, as we've talked about many times, and maybe my next purchase.
He was talking to me earlier that he is getting really close to buying his first New Balance, and since you said that. That means I have to buy a pair, too.
We have to
match. You can't buy a pair of shoes and then just, you know, leave me behind.
Well, I mean, I can't. It's impossible. moving it along.
I might have to get one of those eventually.
I mean, they're just so cheap that, like, and they're, you know, they're going to be comfy and, like, they're skate shoes, so you can probably beat them up, too.
And for the people out there, which you said earlier, there's a bunch of other colorways on the website.
Yeah, so right now there's a high and a low, and they both are... There's only really two colorways. There's a black and a white. The white is a little bit different. They're both a little bit different between the high model and the low model.
Yeah.
But more or less, it's just a black and a white.
Mm-hmm.
They did have some other collabs out for this shoe. I think they're all pretty much sold out at this point. I think they came out around the same time as this, so...
It looks like we'll be waiting
but I'm
for
sure,
other
colorways. I'm, like,
colorways.
Pretty certain they'll do some more.
Yeah, and like we said, you know, if you do like them, they have those colorways on the site, $100...
$100
for those of you out there.
Yes. Yeah. Let us know if you guys get a pair. We'd love to see your photos of them. Make sure to tag us on Instagram if you guys do get some,
or if you skated in them.
Yes. Send us your tapes. That'd be sick.
That'd be cool.
But moving it along, we've got
a classic
pair
in a new form.
Yes, the Jordan 14 Golf in
yes.
the oxidized green. And first thing when you sent me these that I wanted to ask you is, where is the oxidized green? Is it just this little emblem?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure I wasn't losing my mind more than I already am.
As you can see, this is the, as Julian said, this is the golf version of the 14.
And I don't mean golf weighing.
Not at all. No. Tyler, not involved in this.
Tyler, not involved.
And to kind of... add onto the Jordan series, as if you've been following the Sneaks and Stats podcast, we stopped at, I think, eight,
I believe. I think our next one is the 9, if we continue.
So we did 7. We did do 7.
We did 7.
That's right. That's correct.
Pretty sure we did 8.
We skipped a few, and now this is the 14th. But
screw all those other ones.
Wanted to bring this up. We got shout out to my uncle, Jack. He was asking for a golf shoe episode,
yes.
which would potentially can happen in the future.
Oh, I would love to do that. I would love to hear talk about it.
He's also the Statty father. I'm trying to get him into golf. I am very big on golf right now.
Take me to the mini golf course, and I will
no real
lose
golf.
Really bad.
I want you to play real golf.
That is real
would you,
miniature
would you,
golf.
Would you ever consider it at least going to the range?
Yes.
One time. Okay.
Maybe
cool.
You just have to show me what to do.
You heard it. You heard it.
I'll bring my pool cue. That's what. You, is that what you? No,
dude, you're an athletic guy. I feel like you're gonna hit one really good shot, and you're gonna be like, "I am hooked."
Because I am so good.
You will watch, okay, guys. You heard it here.
If I'm not good at something, I won't do it. That's why I do this podcast, because I'm so good at it.
But quick little rundown on the Jordan.
Yeah,
14.
I've never really seen a Jordan 14, so lay it on me.
One of the most fire models, I think. It was. The influence from that Tinker got for this shoe was from Michael Jordan, one of Michael Jordan's favorite cars, the Ferrari 550.
Okay.
550. Let me get that right. The Ferrari 550. Where is it? 550M. They decided to make it kind of like sharp looking, pointy. The Jordan logo, as you can see, is in the middle of a Ferrari crest. If you notice that. And to add to the list of Jordans that have turned into golf shoes, so the Jordan 1, the 1 Low, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9, and 11. The other shoes that I skipped aren't exactly good for golf shoes, I would imagine, which is kind of weird because like a 6 is kind of a big shoe too. But
yeah,
all those models ended up being really good golf shoes. Famous golfers that wear Jordan, Harold Varner, Keegan Bradley, who is the new captain of the U.S. Ryder team now.
Michael Jordan.
And the most famous 14, I would say, is the Last Shot. So the black and red pair over, you know, Byron Russell.
Yes.
Brian Russell?
Byron.
Byron Russell.
Yes.
On the Jazz. Pretty famous model. He only wore this in 3 games in the playoffs and switched back to the playoff 13.
Oh, wow.
Which is kind of a crazy...
That's interesting.
Kind of a crazy thing. Yeah. So if you think about it, this is the shoe that kind of was the last of Mike's reign.
Yeah,
In the NBA. But this model, this specific shoe with the cleats for golf is coming out in 2025 next year. And like I said, adding it to the other models of Jordans that are in the golf world now.
What do you think makes a good golf shoe?
For me personally, I just need to make sure that the bottom of my shoe is catching the grass. The worst that can happen is you don't have like a cleat that's catching the dirt or the grass, and you slip while you're swimming.
Yeah, yeah.
So as long as it's got like these cleats right here specifically, they get into the dirt a little bit more as opposed to ones that are the ones that you don't detach or anything. Good brands like FootJoy, you know, Nike's good. Adidas, New Balance has gotten into the world of golf. But yeah, basically just something that catches and gives you good balance and also not, so you don't slip.
Okay.
Just from my experience.
Now, how do you feel the transition of Jordans to the golf game has gone thus far?
I mean, it's huge. A lot of there are golfers out there who get shoes, PEs now, of Jordan. I would say the Jordan 1 Low is the most used shoe in the golf world, especially in the PGA and LIV. Like I said, there's those Jordan golfers. But it's taken a huge... it's taken off, really.
Wow.
But like I said, Nike is kind of has... like I said a couple of months ago, Nike has kind of shied away and kind of gotten rid of their golf program to focus more on their running shoes. And the shoes that, like, their bread and butter. But in terms of Jordan, they're killing it right now.
Crazy. Well, thank you for educating us on that.
I like it. I would wear those. I would wear those to play.
Would you wear those
on the basketball court?
Yeah.
It's all...
next up and last up for new releases, we've got a staple.
This is a topic that kind of been waiting to talk about. Mr.
Drizzy Drake.
October's very own.
He is October's, nobody else's.
Yes.
Yes, a rumored, I think at this point would be fair to say, trio of pairs, maybe more.
And obviously, let's not say that this is the official images yet.
I was going to say, yeah.
But they could be very similar to what we are showing you right now.
So what we're reporting, we're not reporting it, but what Soul Retriever reported,
to you live.
Yes, welcome. What we read on Soul Retriever, in particular, that's where I found a lot of the information for these and the images, was that these are rumored to be coming out in the next few months.
Holiday season.
Fall, holiday, and spring next year.
Yes.
And I would imagine, like you said, all of the images we're going to show for these pairs are mock-ups right now, but
right.
they did announce that that Drake and his Nocta brand are going to continue their Air Force One collab that started last year, I believe, maybe 2 years ago.
Maybe two years ago.
When they released the Certified Lover Boy pair that said on the side, "Love you forever."
Yes,
that was kind of the main twist. It came with some like charms and stuff, I think, too.
And it says "Love You Forever" on the box as well.
The box was cool.
Box is cool. Blue. I love that touch. It's towards his mom.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a play off of "Look What You've Done." You remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what album that's from, but huge meaning. Huge meaning because you know we love our moms.
Yes, we do.
So and I like the meaning behind that. Not too much of a fan of his other collaborations with Nike, just not my speed.
Nocta Glide.
The Nocta Glide, the Hot Step Air Terra, and the Air Zoom Drive, which the Air Zoom Drive has a couple colorways on Nike right now, along with the Nocta collection of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
But this is my favorite model of the designed shoes from Drake.
Yeah, pretty subtle, you know, not a lot of changes.
Yeah.
This is, so the colorways that Soul Retriever announced were Palest Purple, which we've had up here.
Mm-hmm.
The Citron.
Citron Tint.
Yeah, Citron Tint.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what made me think that these were speculative, because Pale Purple implies to me more of like a pastel.
Yeah, and that's kind of like a deep purple.
Yeah, really rich purple. And then Citron Tint, same thing.
Yeah.
I would imagine a more pastel-y colorway. And this is a vibrant yellow. And then the Pink Foam, which that, this maybe,
That there's also an image floating, which is also a mock-up from somebody, but where the whole shoe is a Pink Foam, even the sole.
Yeah.
There's no white at all.
Yeah.
The whole shoe is Citron, and the other one...
Well, they did release a pink pair of Air Force Ones for Valentine's Day. Or not four, but I think at the same time. And they had that pair with the rose on it that we covered that we thought was cool.
Those are dope.
And there was like a pink-ish version of that, I believe. But then there was separately a pair that was like a mostly pink pair of Air Force Ones. So
there was even a rumored white and blue tint pair in 2022. Obviously, it never came out. Maybe there's a sample of them out somewhere.
Yeah.
And What's dope about it is that it will be out supposedly in men's sizes, GS and toddler.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So men's sizes would be $130. The grade school would be $65. And the toddlers would be $60. So kind of cool for the whole fam. And since we're talking about that, how do you feel about...
He's not like us.
What... Considering all he went through these last couple months, y'all know the beef. How do you feel about this being one of his first moves out of the battle?
It would definitely be a smart move, at least as far as for Nocta.
Yeah.
Because even if you are like, man, I'm Team Kendrick, I hate Drake, like, I'm never going to listen to Drake's music again, like, I could see people being like, well, I love Air Force Ones, though, and this colorway is sick, so... I think it's a pretty safe bet to be a successful collab. I don't know. We've mentioned, you know, we're Team Kendrick.
Yeah.
But I saw a picture of him at Michael Rubin's white party. Yeah. The infamous white parties.
He looks tired.
He looked like Droopy Dog.
That's such a good way to put it.
I will post the picture.
He really does look like Droopy Dog.
I was like... You look haggard, my dude.
So, like, someone said he looks like he hasn't slept for 10 months.
He does. You know what I mean? Dude.
Yeah.
He looks kind of skinny. I'm like...
Yeah.
Like...
People are saying starting to look like Dennis, his dad. And if you look at the picture, he really... I've never seen him look more like his dad than in that picture.
And I think, you know, obviously the beef ended now, like, 2 months ago. Or not ended, but there was no more music being released from either side. But then Kendrick's just been going on a victory lap, man. I mean,
that's
the pop out, crazy success, crazy all the guests that were there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, YG was there. That was someone that Drake name dropped as like to, you know,
my LA friend. Yes. No, he's Kendrick's friend.
He's for Kendrick.
Yeah.
And then the video, DeRozan was in it.
let's take another victory lap.
Is yes, basically, essentially. You know? Yeah. And that was like almost, that was like 2 or 3 weeks later after the concert. So it's like Kendrick is just
keeping the foot on the gas.
Yes. And on the neck.
Kind of crazy. And on the, yeah. Is it safe to say though that whenever Drake does come, decide to pop out and do something, and show something.
Something.
Like when that collab song, These Shoes, he was seen at the white party. Is it safe to say seeing him do stuff is kind of like tarnished everything he does from now on?
I think for some people,
because I'll admit it, sir. I'll admit it. I'll put on Family Matters because I think it's a great. It was like his it's a
good
best.
Response. Yeah,
it was a great his best out of the beef, right? I can't help to think when I listen to it, I'm like, oh man, he like. I think of everything that happened in the last 2 months. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, you're. It's like
it's definitely not the same. Is what I'm saying.
That song Trophies came on my playlist the other day, and I think I gotta skip this. Yeah,
yeah.
I was like, see, not right
you see
now.
What I mean?
Yeah,
even
there'll be a time and place. I think he'll recover. Unless there's like a Diddy style raid or like some kind of charge dropped in relation to everything Kendrick alleged,
yeah,
then that's when it's like you're done. Everything
completely
you, everything
done.
You do is done.
Yeah.
But for now, I think Drake's gonna keep being Drake, and that'll be that.
Yeah, I mean, this is just we've seen artists lose battles, but this is one of the toughest battles I think.
It got so personal.
It's personal. And like we said, you know, Kendrick made a hit that will probably continue to keep going.
Yes.
Because Joe Budden and them brought it up. You know, when college football comes around, all the bands are going to be playing this. So we haven't seen the end of Not Like Us or anything yet. You know what I'm saying?
And I think to go back to, you know, like Family Matters, that's probably Drake's best response. Mm-hmm. But like even all of that kind of got the stuff he said about Kendrick, because I will give it to Drake on that song in particular.
Yeah,
he was dissing like three different dudes, and he did a pretty good job.
Yeah,
of dissing all of them.
Excellent beat choice.
But then when he decides, you know, to talk about Kendrick being a wife beater, mm-hmm. and then Kendrick comes out in the Not Like Us video singing and dancing with his kids like it's Ring Around the Rosie. Mm-hmm. It's like it kind of
nullified.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, I guess you're wrong, or
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of why I guess he took off all the songs on his socials and all that.
Yeah,
but
rough.
I'm glad we were able to talk about that on here. Have not spoken about that beef or anything.
I just, as I told you, I just finished watching The Pop Out, and it's
did you finally watch the whole thing?
The whole thing, yeah.
And so what did you think?
So
fire,
good.
Right?
So crazy.
I am kind of regretting not going for the tickets, kind of.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if we were there, dude?
Oh, it would have been nuts. Playing Not Like Us five times in a row?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and that was brutal.
And all the LA fans, they're not mad at that.
No.
They probably would have done 10 times.
And especially, he really hammered home his point, because he played it, you know, those first three times, he only played it up until the A minor part.
Mm-hmm.
That part got repeated literally like 10 times. Like
one of them, he let the
crowd do the whole thing.
So
crazy.
Shout out Kendrick,
K Dot. Call me.
Also,
bang my line.
Maybe we can do a K Dot episode with all the collabs that he's on.
Cortez.
Yeah, he has some cool stuff too.
One day, Drake versus Kendrick. Choose. All right, so that means the new releases are done.
Yes.
So that means it's only time for one thing.
Our favorite.
To cop or to drop?
To cop or the drop?
That is the question.
Yes.
Exciting
stuff here. It's been a couple weeks.
Moving us into the Olympic side of things.
Okay.
I decided to go that route with the Olympics right around the corner. So
what you got?
I picked two shoes here that are going to be, I think, maybe not near and dear, but, you know, important, cool colorways for the Olympics.
Okay.
And it's the Battle of the Sevens.
Ooh.
We've got the Jordan 7 Olympic colorway going up against the Nike Kobe 7 Olympic colorway.
Why would you do that?
We've mentioned the 7 quite a bit before.
Yeah.
In the episode, we talked about it. I think we talked about it last year during the FIBA episode.
Yeah.
Super dope shoe.
Classic, bro.
I think we've mentioned it a lot too. The Jordan 6 is maybe the more revered Olympic colorway
yes.
for the Jordans, although Mike didn't wear it. Ray Allen, of course.
Ray Allen wore those.
Yep. And supposedly, I don't know if you have heard this, but the Olympic Six is supposed to be releasing this August.
They are.
So.
Also super dope.
Gonna be some heat.
Yeah, that's for sure. Definitely. They know what they're doing with these releases, man. Like, perfect time to, you know, the Olympics. It's an Olympic year. Why not?
Gotta love the Olympic year.
Yeah.
And then, of course, on the other side, the Kobe 7.
Made for the 2012 team, I believe. Yes. Yeah.
Not a shoe we talk about a ton. Mm-hmm. But I thought, you know, it would be fitting to do 7 versus 7 because I didn't realize this, that during the 08 Olympics, Kobe opted not to wear, like, the 4, I think, was his shoe out at the time.
But you wore Hyperdunk.
Wore Hyperdunks, yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
which dope. Are, those are, like, $5 million.
Yes, no thanks. At least. For one shoe, not
also
the pair.
Super dope, yeah.
Yeah.
Super dope. And then the Hyper, yeah. We'll get into the Hyperdunk later. That's another dope
must
shoe.
Must cover, yeah.
So, this, I mean, this is a battle of two awesome shoes for me right now. I did own a Kobe 7 at one point.
Okay.
I played in those for maybe about a year or so. I played in the 7 Sharks. I have not owned a 7, but those specifically are one of my favorite colorways.
And we've talked about it, not pictured here, the sole.
Come on.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Forget about it. But the color of that, I mean, obviously spittings. The dopest.
Love spitting.
Don't spit. One of the dopest colorways for a 7, along with the cardinal and which one?
The hair.
The hair is also pretty dope. But I think I'm gonna have to go with the Kobe on this one.
Oh,
to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, there's the Olympic Kobe pairs from like the 5, the 6, and the 7, all sick.
Heat.
Super heat.
Super super heat.
The Hyperdunk, the 5, and the 7, I think, are his Olympic pairs that I had. This one specifically, the shape, the way the colors are distributed throughout the shoe, then the red netting in the background is super sick, and the laces are dope. It's got to go with the 7.
If you had a pair, would you wear them? Go to the store.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. I wore my LeBrons the other day.
But, oh, sick!
But
which LeBrons do you have?
The 11s that I bought for that basketball league that in. I actually wore them to work.
You went 0-11.
Yeah.
In the 11?
No, we didn't. We won a couple
okay,
games.
Okay.
I will say, though, I did wear them to work, and my feet were hurting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because
sucks.
Nobody plays basketball for 8 hours straight. I would definitely wear those out. Stunning like my father.
Showing up at the barbecue.
Yeah, for sure.
Breaking necks.
Yeah. How about you? What you got? What are you going to cop or drop?
I really love the 7, the Jordan 7.
That is one of your faves.
That's one of my faves. That's I think the hair is a pair that I will actually like try and get.
Have to, bro.
Someday. But I think actually the Kobe 7 has a better implementation of the Olympic colorway.
Yeah.
Maybe if I could see both.
I think of Jordan himself when I see that.
Yeah.
Right?
If I could see both, like in person, maybe I'd feel a little differently, get a better sense of the details.
Yeah.
For this shoe. Because I love what they do on the tongue for this shoe always. They always have some cool color added there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I would go with the Kobe 7 just because I think it's such a tight integration of like Team USA colors.
Mm-hmm. Low to the ground, just like how Kobe wanted them.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember the saying or the phrase Kobe system.
Yes.
Remember
yeah.
Kobe system.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Or was it more awards?
More.
Yeah.
What the hell? Does that mean, Kobe
Bryant? The Kobe system was this shoe. Was about this shoe. It came with a sock liner that is detachable.
Oh, okay.
Most notably the first pair, which was the Del Sols, which is the black and yellow pair.
Uh-huh.
So there was it was like a support sock, basically. Almost like an ankle insurance. Yeah. Not pictured here, but every Kobe 7 had that. And obviously the majority of people didn't wear the sleeve.
No.
Because it looks cooler without it.
Yeah.
But kind of a cool little add-on to the shoe. But good copper drop, bro. That was tough.
Getting ready. The Olympics, they're going to be here in, you know, just over a week by the time this episode is out. July 26th is
in Paris.
In Paris, France. Home of Victor Wembanyama.
And
Rudy Gobert.
Rudy, and what's his name? Evan Fournier.
Evan Fournier.
Fournier. Fournier. Yeah. I am so sorry to the French people out there. This is really bad. This is so bad. Okay.
But thank you for copping and dropping. Super
great, great battle, bro. That was a really good two pairs.
Super dope battle of the sevens. I thought it just worked out pretty nicely.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Maybe we'll keep this theme up while the Olympics are underway.
Yeah,
but that takes us to some heat on the top of
the Olympic feet.
On the Olympic feet,
yes,
yes. All Olympians, I believe. First up, Anthony Edwards and his ever so popular AE1.
Yeah.
I think we teased, or maybe we were just talking about it, that there was speculation that they're going to release Olympic colorways for the AE1.
Yeah.
Nothing is available now. I actually checked this morning because I'm like, man, if they have some cool looking pairs, maybe I'll get a pair.
Yeah.
Particularly
my favorite, the pink with the black.
Yes.
Like that watermelon.
Yes.
But this, I mean,
but yeah, no Olympic colorways out yet for retail, but mm-hmm. we have seen this pair, and then just today we were looking before the show, and there's a pair where the whole body is entirely blue of the shoe.
Yeah,
keeps the red on the toe, which I think is a super nice touch.
Now that I see that, I don't know which one I like better. I might like the blue pair better.
I kind of like the all blue pair when I first saw this pair. Here's a close up. I wasn't crazy about it. Yeah, the shape of the shoe is just nice. So good.
And it says USA on the pull tab, bro. Yep.
Super dope.
Yeah.
Got the cylindrical laces, all as always. How do you think the AE1 would look with any other type of lace? It'd be kind of weird if you had a flat lace.
A flat lace would not work.
No.
I'm picturing it right now. It's got to be that round lace.
Yeah.
And only that one. But I do think if you add...
Rope lace?
Rope lace might be cool, depending on the color.
The color, yeah.
You might even be able to do like a white with the black dots.
Yes,
navy dots, which would be cool.
Yeah, super super cool pair. But I do agree the all blue pair. I'll put a photo up, just for reference.
Damn,
that
so
pair
nice.
Is so nice.
This one's nice too with the white, dude.
This was in Team USA's first exhibition game against Canada in Las Vegas on the 10th of July.
Mm-hmm.
Ant had a game-high 13 points. He also had 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 turnovers, and 1 foul on 6 of 10 shooting. And the other Anthony on the team, Anthony Davis.
Davis.
As we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Just dominant, I would say. 10 points, 11 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 blocks, and 2 fouls on 5 of 10 shooting. He's just, we mentioned it.
Love
just
him.
His impact on the defensive end, he alters the game. He's one of those players that truly is going to alter the game.
Big time.
And it's crazy that I don't even think he was in top 3 for defensive player of the year last year.
No, disrespectful.
It's wild.
It was huge, the difference when he was in the game or not during the season for the Lakers. Like,
oh, it was
like
palpable.
They ate the Lakers alive, whoever it was, if he wasn't in the game. So it shows you how much he means.
Do you know Tim Duncan never won Defensive Player of the Year?
Really?
I think because he had to compete with, in the beginning of his career, he had to compete with Ben Wallace, who won, like, what, 4 straight?
And his own teammate?
Yeah. And then Dwight, of his career, ended up winning 3 in a row. So tough luck.
I mean, if he was in the red top 3, that, I guess, that would make sense. What a sick pair. We've been saying it, man. Just the AE, and it looks like we're gonna be at the end of the run of the AE1.
Yeah, I gotta be close.
I did see. I don't know how real it is. I'll show you later, but we'll show everybody else out there later too. Is there was supposedly a leaked photo of the AE2,
and it
is not it.
Really?
No.
Well, that would be.
And people are super upset.
Well, you sent it to me too, and. Completely different shoe realm. The new NBA 2K cover has Tatum on it.
Tatum 3,
and that's supposedly the Tatum 3 is what he's wearing in the shoot for it, and it's definitely a little strange looking.
It almost looks like a Melo.
Yeah,
the LaMelo shoes.
Yeah, but the AE1, man, what a legendary shoe debut. Like your first signature shoe, and this is it.
And the run he had in this shoe in the playoffs, amazing,
crazy. Keeping it with Team USA and Canada, though, a shoe that has really grown on me. And we were kind of talking about our favorites, and you picked this one, but this, I'm like, man, this is so nice.
Yeah.
The LeBron 21 in the Olympic colorway. Yeah. This shoe is just, it's super nice. There's so many cool little touches, like the stitching in the check on that side.
I was going to say, do you have a close-up of that?
I do have a close-up. I don't know if it gets the inside look there.
Ah. I want to see. Is it like the just like red, white, and blue in the?
I'll put another photo up.
Super sick.
So we can see. But yeah, these I thought these were super nice. There's also saw again today. He's wearing the reversed of this. So the body is blue. I think the red is the same, but then the check is white
and the top is white. A little bit.
Those are maybe even better than this.
Oh my gosh!
But
yeah,
I don't even just this little whatever kind of add-on this is on the the back, which we've talked about before, super dope. The sole we've talked about before is super dope. The shoe is just really it's really grown on me a lot.
Love the signature on the toe.
Yeah, still super expensive, but
gotta love a speckled sole also, dude.
Yeah, you know? That's a super nice
little
touch.
Splatter,
little Jackson Pollock painting there. LeBron, who I think is turning 62 this year, if I'm not mistaken, he had a great game, 7 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, a block, and 3 turnovers with only 1 foul on 3 of 7 shooting. He's really seeming to do, he's kind of going to be that Mr. Fix-It role. Like,
just
kind of come in and do whatever he needs. I don't think he's going to be, let me have the ball in my hand with the last shot. But
there's some younger guys on there.
Yeah. The first time, I didn't realize this, I saw after this exhibition game, him and Steph did an interview. Mm-hmm. First time they've ever played together in a competitive setting.
Yeah.
The only other time would, of course, been the All-Star game, which is more or less at this point a fake game.
Yeah, and both of them, they sound so giddy that they get to play with each other.
They're so excited to play with each other.
I mean, Steph, there's, if you want to come over.
There's other teams in California, Steph.
There's great golf out here, I'm just saying.
Yes. Steph had 12 points, 2 rebounds, and 3 assists, including 1 to Mr. King James on a lob, which was super, just crazy to see.
Yeah.
LeBron
has the ultimate shooter now.
Oh my gosh. He's got all the ultimate shooters.
Something
we didn't touch is that KD did not play. I think there's a rumor that he may have to leave the team.
A little hurt.
With a knee injury. Yes. Hopefully not.
Yeah.
Because KD is a walking bucket in the Olympics.
Exactly.
It's like not even fair.
Him, Curry, and Bron, you just think of those three and a team is stupid. Yeah.
Who would you want taking the last shot between, Ant Edwards, LeBron, Steph, KD? I guess I'll throw D-Book in there, but...
I would say Steph, KD, fight over it. That's what I would say.
I think we've seen them in that situation, and we saw KD 2 years in a row from the same spot kill Cleveland from, 40 feet out, so...
Also,
I'm probably going to take KD personally.
KD would work, but also Draymond got mad at the times he missed. Remember those? Oh, Draymond.
Draymond, known bucket getter. but yeah, that's the
super nice
LeBron
pair.
21.
Hit me with the stats one more time.
LeBron had 7 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals with a block, 3 turnovers, 1 foul on 3 of 7 shooting.
Exactly what you said. I will fix it for you.
Dude, 3 steals at his age?
Nasty. Have you seen you've seen the scrimmages, right? The way he's dunking and stuff.
Oh my god, he's locked
in. You're not 38.
I do wonder.
Or 40. Sorry, 40 years old.
He's I think turning 40 this year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy. I wonder if he's turning it on because he knows he. It's been talked about that for the last few years. He's had a camera crew pretty much following his every NBA move, basketball move.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm certain there's got to be a crew that's just following him around the Olympics for his eventual documentary.
Yeah, exactly. Especially now,
So I wonder if
he's acting
on
a little bit. Yeah exactly. Oh, for sure he is. For sure. What a great shoe, man. I mean, colorway goes crazy.
Well, I'm glad you like it because our next shoe is also a LeBron 21. But not
also worn my by favorite number.
How about that? Not worn by LeBron this time. We're going to the W, and we've got... probably the MVP of the WNBA this year.
Beast mode.
Asia Wilson.
Shout out to the jerseys, too. Really nice jerseys.
The jerseys are super nice, and they clash a lot with the shoes.
Yes.
Look at those things. I'll get a close-up here in a second.
Oh, man, but that's so cool. You're right.
There's
polka dots, right?
Yes. Oh, man, super those are crazy.
Oh, wait, did you send me these?
I don't know.
No? Almost looks like it could be a Florida Gator pair.
Almost.
Right?
It's getting close. It reminds me of like a Blues Clues pair.
Yes.
It screams like children's show.
A little bit.
Like
yeah, yeah.
Really big shapes, like only a few colors, like there, and there's no gradient, there's no like change in color or anything. It's just very vibrant, mm-hmm. like kind of basic almost colors. But I think it's cool. I think it's a cool concept.
Well, what's the thinking behind it? What's the concept behind the polka dots?
Yeah, I can't really find any like stories behind it yet.
It almost looks like I know Nike made it for her, but it almost looks
like it looks a customizer. Custom. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still cool.
Yeah, no, that's a really cool colorway. You don't really see polka dots on a shoe.
No, yeah, super dope.
Not any time in the last 5-10 years, really, even if you think about it.
She went crazy, and she's been on a tear.
What's that line?
She's been on a tear for a while. She had, this was in a win over the Atlanta Dream on July 12th.
Yeah.
She had, they won 84-70. She had 33 points, 18 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 steals, 5 blocks, no turnovers, only 2 fouls, and 13 of 23 from the field. So, good luck, other players.
How many MVPs does she have?
She has, I believe, 1.
Just 1?
No, 2 MVPs.
Oh, geez.
She was MVP in 2022 and in her third season, 2020.
All in one team?
Yeah, she's only been with the Aces. She was drafted by the Aces, Rookie of the Year. She felt like she was snubbed last year for MVP.
Which went to?
To Breanna Stewart. She actually finished 3rd in voting. Alyssa Thomas for the Connecticut Sun was 2nd, just barely by 6 points. So it was a close MVP race, but I certainly think after her kind of saying, like, I think I deserve it, that she's going to get it. Her last few games, so this was 33 in this game, 24 in the game before, 28 before that, 35 before that. She's just been on another plane of existence.
I mean, yeah. One of the stars.
Oh, CBGber.
CBGber, easily.
Speaking of CBGbers, how about this? I know one of the player you like, Tina Charles.
Yes.
On the Atlanta Dream. She had 12 points, 12 rebounds on 5 of 17 shooting. This is her first year back. She went unsigned last year.
Kind of a legend in WNBA.
She's a legend for sure. And former MVP. She is 35, I believe. So, you know, that's how it goes as you age.
Right.
In the sports world. And then Jackie Young for the Aces had 19 points, 4 rebounds, and 6 assists. She's been balling too. Same with, of course, our girl, Kelsey Plum.
Mm-hmm. Plumsky.
But yeah, wanted to round it out with just a kind of wacky out there pair that you might not see otherwise.
Yeah. Cool. I mean, cool on the feet. On the feet heaters.
On the feet, and it's cool.
It's hot, especially with the Olympics around the corner, so good choices there.
Yes, yes.
Second time playing this fun game that we created for the Steady Daddy. I'm going to give you 3 stat lines. Also, comment down below. I still don't have a name for this game. If you got a name for this game.
Statty Fannies.
The Statty Fannies. Please give us some suggestions, okay?
Yes.
For those of you who are hearing this for the first time, I'm going to give him 3 stat lines, 3 players, and he's going to have to pair them together.
Let's do it.
So I have about 10, but I have 3.
That's not 3.
No. I'm not gonna give you all of them.
Okay.
But I wanted to know if you want like the shooter. I mean, because I got some shooters in there. I got some point guards. Want me to just mix it up a little bit?
Mix it up a little bit.
I got you. Okay.
Pick and choose.
Okay. So I got 4 points, 4 rebounds, 15 blocks.
15 blocks?
15 blocks. I have 0 points.
Yes.
24 rebounds.
Oh my goodness.
On a back-to-back. 0 points, 25 rebounds. So
that's got to be
49 rebounds.
That's going to be Dennis back Rodman. To back
and the third one, 2 for 24 from the field.
Ouch.
8% from the field. 8.1% from the field.
I know who that is.
5 points.
Who's that?
So your players are the worm, yeah, Dennis Rodman.
Rebounding one.
Jrue Holiday and Manute Bol.
Jrue Holiday went 8 for 24 or whatever,
yes!
two, whatever
yes,
it was.
Yes.
I was going to say it's got to be Manute for the other one. 15 blocks. I mean, that's just not.
What?
4 points, four. How do you only get four rebounds?
No.
That's Mutombo.
I know. But he also said, no. Yeah, four rebounds only. I mean, I guess he had a focus on swatting the ball that
he
year.
He just stayed. Maybe he was just reverse cherry picking. He just stayed. He's like, I'm not going to go down there.
Uh-huh.
I'll just block these shots.
Three in the key.
Dude.
Defensive three in the key every time.
Jrue Holiday shot 8% from the field.
8% from the field.
When the heck was that?
2 for 24 is awful. I love, shout out Jrue. I love your game, bro. You're an LA legend too, but that is a game to forget.
Don't ever bring this up again. Jrue Holiday will hunt us down.
Yeah, seriously. But yeah, that's all we got this week.
That's all I got.
Comment down below who you think is going to win the gold in basketball.
Yep, let us know.
Do you have any favorite Olympic events or Olympic shoes colorways that you have? Thank you again for watching. We'll see you guys next week on the Flippity. Flop itty.
Ooh. Didn't know which hand it was going to be, did you?
You tricked me.
I'm a trickster.